I'm Ruth Dussault. You're listening to Local News Matters, local headlines from the Bay Area. A controversial development in Marin City reaches a compromise. New details emerge about the Martinez refinery fire, the future of OpenAI reaches a court battle, and Berkeley's homeless union presents its case against an encampment sweep. The planned five-story apartment building at 825 Drake Avenue in Marin City was opposed by neighbors in the historically black community for many reasons. It was too tall. It blocked the view for low-income seniors living in a group home behind it. It was approved during the distraction of the COVID-19 pandemic, and the neighborhood already has a lot of affordable housing. It was the subject of two lawsuits and years of continuing protests. But on Tuesday, in a unanimous vote, the Marin County Board of Supervisors approved the compromise. In an alternative project agreement, the 74-unit building will be split in two. 42 units are going up at the Drake Avenue site, still five stories, but shorter in length. The other 32 units will be built at a second site in Tam Valley. The project developer is Pacific Companies, owned by Caleb Rue, and he has the legal right to build 72 units one way or another. That's because the Drake Avenue project was the county's first application of ministerial approval under a 2017 law called SB 35. That law set up a purely administrative process for permitting affordable housing projects. In other words, if a project meets all legal requirements, it gets automatically approved. Under the old system, Marin County would have had something called discretionary approval, which would have allowed local leaders to request changes before granting a permit. Hours before a fire started at the Martinez refinery in Contra Costa County, the Bay Area Air District was getting complaints about an oily gas smell. The February 1st explosion, which injured six workers, happened when two workers opened some equipment to prepare for regular maintenance. An incident report released last week showed that the first complaint came at 10:45 a.m., followed by two more before a fire broke out at 2 p.m., triggering a Level 2 community warning. County officials confirmed that air samples taken during the fire showed elevated levels of cancer-causing chemicals like benzenine and pseudocumin. The department website said the chemicals may have presented a health concern during the incident. The refinery was cited for emissions violations, while the Air District continues its investigations and updates. The fight between good and evil uses of artificial intelligence surfaced in an Oakland federal court Wednesday. Elon Musk, the richest man in the world, filed a high-stakes lawsuit last year against Microsoft and Sam Altman, the CEO of OpenAI, over the control of the artificial intelligence technology behind ChatGPT. OpenAI is a nonprofit corporation founded by Musk and Altman. Musk claimed that it had gone astray from its original mission of developing artificial intelligence for the good of humanity. But on Wednesday, a massive bag of money came into the picture. Altman and the defendants asked the judge to consider Musk's $79 billion offer to acquire OpenAI. They said it proved that Musk was doing it for financial gain rather than to preserve the humanity-focused mission of ChatGPT. When Musk filed the initial version of the lawsuit in San Francisco Superior Court last year, he painted it as an attempt to preserve the technology's noble mission. The judge has not yet announced when she will make the ruling on whether to prevent OpenAI from converting to a for-profit corporation. Last June, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that cities can enforce anti-camping laws against homeless people, even without available shelter. But in September, the city of Berkeley passed a resolution saying it would not sweep encampments, but it made exceptions for public safety. By January, the city had cited significant health and safety hazards at an encampment on 8th and Harrison Streets and ordered it cleared by February 10th. The encampment residents appealed and cleaned up 3,000 pounds of debris, but the city continued its plans. On Monday, the Berkeley Homeless Union sued the city in federal court in Oakland to stop the sweep. The lawsuit argues that clearing the encampment endangers lives during severe storms and violates disability rights. The court has yet to schedule a hearing. I'm Ruth Dussault. For more on these stories and other news, visit localnewsmatters.org. This has been a production of Radio Sausalito and Local News Matters.